Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, yesterday I started an interview with my friend Manny Jimenez, who is from Washington State. I didn't know till he told us yesterday, but he ended up getting smart moving to South and then on to the East. So you ended up at Heartland Baptist Bible College.
That's right, yeah.
And God had already been working on you. I'll just let you pick up there. You told yesterday, but just tell the listeners what God was doing in your heart as far as your direction in ministry.
Yes, sir. Well, I had surrendered to the Lord at a young age, but as I got older, I wasn't consistent on realizing God would have me be a missionary. That is something that he showed me when I was young. My mom never forgot, but I was at Heartland doing 1 year, and she was praying for me to surrender and realize, you said that God would have you, you know, be a missionary. So it was junior year, I was going through U.S. history class, and that's when the Lord used my knowledge as a kid, my interest in Native America, the reservations around where I grew up, and showed me from early colonization to the beginning of the Civil War, all that happened with Native Americans in our history, the wars we fought, treaties, reservations that were set. And I realized it is still a mission field today.
Oh, very much so. And how many, and you may not know an exact number, but how many Navajo, Hopi people live in that part of America?
Yes, sir. So on the reservation itself, I know with the Navajo, it's close to 250,000.
Okay.
And then in border cities like Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, Farmington, the rest of about 400,000 total make up those regions. And there's some beyond, even in Washington State.
Yeah, that's a large number. And obviously there are some believers, but they're kind of few and far between, right?
Right. Yes, sir. Yep. I'd say in some ways it's a spiritual desert, not just a physical one. And they're thirsty for the living water.
You mean you're going to be a missionary and you're not going to go to Africa or to Japan or China, or you're going to stay in America and be a missionary?
Right. Right. And we have that mission field right in our own backyard. Not only the Navajo, but there are 575 federally recognized Native American tribes. And another 400 some that are unrecognized, so about 1,000.
Sure. I was joking there, but here at BIMI, we do not use the terms foreign missions and home missions because it's misleading. Missions is missions. People need to hear the gospel. They need to be saved. They need to be in a good church, whether they're in the darkest jungle or whether they're on a reservation. So now you mentioned to us yesterday that at Bible College, you met this young lady who's sitting over here with us, Kate, and you've been married a while. What are your parents, her parents, what did they think about this whole thing of y'all going to the mission field?
Well, I think they all love it. My dad's less vocal about it, but I know he's thankful and proud of
Amen.
It.
Amen.
My mom, she was the one who constantly prayed for me ever since I told her
Amen.
That God wanted me to be a missionary. That happened when I was 7 to 8 years old. I told her twice. And then Kate said many times that she had thought it'd be wonderful to be a missionary, a pastor's wife. She had dreamed of maybe having an orphanage ministry in Africa, those kinds of things. Read about Amy Carmichael. And so her parents trained her up in that way, and she didn't expect. She just planned to do whatever God would have her and follow her husband in that way. So when we got together and she started to get to know me, she really liked the idea that I was going to be a missionary.
That's good, because not everyone has that kind of a situation. There's sometimes when the parents, they don't want their children going to the mission field. So I'm glad. And if you're listening to me today and you're a parent or a grandparent, it's a good thing to pray. Dear Lord, would you want my children to serve you somewhere in the world? Well, Linda and I, we have 5 kids, and we didn't try to call them into ministry, but we always told them, you do whatever God wants you to do, and we'll be happy with that. And what a blessing to see them serving the Lord.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.